Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of January. I actually did a recording yesterday for the same sales meeting short slides. We're not having a sales meeting in person, but decided to do this on a video due to all the rampant sickness and COVID and flu and everything else that people are going through, including myself over the past few weeks. But wanted to just come to you today to give you some interesting information regarding the new code of ethics, some code of ethics changes that we've had, obviously our December top producers as well. And without further ado, let's kick right in and let's give this a start. So for December top producers, starting with the Greer office, you can see we got Stephanie Miller in the number one position. We got Jill Chapman and Katherine Hansen, number one, two, and three. Great job for your sales and everything that you did in December. Very proud of each and every one of you. For the Pleasantburg office, our teams, we've got the Spalding Group, the Smith team, and the Morgan Group in the number three position. So fantastic job for all three of our teams here at Pleasantburg. And for our solo agents for the Pleasantburg office, we have Melissa Morell in the number one position. We have Jeff Meister, number two. And one of our newer agents, Ryan Holmes. Ryan is an under 1 year agent. So not only did he make the top three for solo agents in December, he made the number one agent for agents under 1 year at Pleasantburg. We got Ryan Holmes, and he started with us in April. And we got Julia Chismata started with us in July of last year. And then Rosanna Ruera that started with us in May of last year. So congratulations to all of our December top producers. Fantastic job, especially our newer agents. You guys are doing a great job. So, news you can use. We've had some changes in the code of ethics, specifically two standards of practice, and they're pretty significant. So let's move right along here. I want to pay attention to the bolded underlined sentences in this new standard of practice. So if you look at standard of practice 1-8, it was amended for this month, January of 2022. It says, upon the written request of the listing broker who submits a counter offer to the buyers/tenants broker. The buyers/tenants broker shall provide, as soon as practical, a written affirmation to the listing broker stating that the counteroffer has been submitted to the buyer's tenants, or a written notification that the buyer's tenants have waived the obligation to have the counteroffer presented. Now, let me stop there, okay? Every one of you knows that in South Carolina, there is no law or no rule regarding the fact that a buyer or tenant or any client or customer of ours can write us a waiver to present an offer. We have got to present all offers per our current real estate code. So even though the code of ethics says that, don't just necessarily think that that's the gospel. Remember, we have to go by the South Carolina code of law, which says you will submit all offers. Let me go back and break down this standard of practice a little bit more. For 5 years now, since January of 2017, we've had a law that states that when a offer is presented by a buyer agent and the listing agent presents that to the seller, if the seller rejects that offer without counter, our State Labor Licensing and Regulation Board, the LLR, has provided us a document, said the offer rejection form. It's an LLR form, which, by the way, sellers do not sign. It is strictly an affirmation that the agent that presented the offer, and typically that is the listing agent at that time, the listing agent affirms that they presented that offer to the seller, and the seller decided to reject that offer without countering. At that point, the agent, the listing agent, is supposed to, or by law, send that document back to the buyer's agent within a reasonable practical time. Okay? It's not supposed to be a week. It's not supposed to be a month. It's supposed to be a reasonable time. If you've presented the offer and they reject that offer, I would say a reasonable amount of time is with as soon as practical that you should get that back to the offering agent. Now, that's on the selling side, on the listing side. Now, this new code of ethics has now that the listing broker, the listing agent and slash the seller would submit a counter offer back to the buyer's agent. Now, I'm of the firm belief that yes, we can call it a counter offer. However, an offer, a counter offer to me is strictly a new offer. Okay, it's just another offer coming back. So you can call it a counter offer, you can call it a new offer. Regardless, this code of ethics says that the listing broker, upon written request, shall ask or shall be required to have some sort of written notification by the buyer's agent that they presented that counter offer slash new offer to the party that offered on their listing. Okay. Most of the time, again, that's going to be the buyer's agent. The buyer agent presented that offer to the seller. The listing broker can request that in writing to make sure that their counter offer, their new offer, was presented. And that buyer agent at that point is supposed to, by this code of ethics, is required to submit something back in writing affirming that that counter offer was presented to the buyer and it then was rejected. So going back to the screen, okay, upon the written request of the listing broker who submits a counter offer, the buyer's tenant's broker shall provide, as soon as practical, again, reasonable, as soon as practical, a written affirmation to the listing broker. Now, we've been using that LLR form from the listing agent typically, or the offering agent back to the, not the offering agent, the agent that presented the offer to this seller. I'm saying that because sometimes in a for sale by owner situation, there is no other agent in the transaction. So the buyer's agent actually has to present the offer to the for sale by owner. And then that same buyer's agent then has to, if the for sale by owner does not reply back or does not accept, reject, or counter, then the buyer's agent in that situation would have to create that LLR affirmation and present that back to the buyer. But in most parts, in most cases, it's going to be the listing agent doing that back to the buyer. Now, if in this situation, the listing broker requests this from the buyer's agent, the buyer's agent then, as soon as practical, shall submit a written affirmation to the listing broker stating that the counter offer has been submitted. I would say that the LLR form that we have would be sufficient enough to, this would be written affirmation that you took that counter offer, that you as a buyer's agent took that counter offer after you presented that to the buyer, the counter offer, the new offer, whatever you want to call it, and then affirm that you presented it on a date and time with the price and terms that were in the counter offer or new offer. You send that back to the listing broker. That is what this is saying. Okay, so make sure that if you get requested by the listing agent that they want written affirmation, I'm of the firm belief that you would be able to use that LLR document. I see no reason why you would not be able to. It says nothing on there that it's only for listing agents. It's just simply an affirmation that you presented that offer. Now, in the second code of ethics, standard of practice 12, this is very much changed. Okay. The previous standard of practice has bullet points in it, but they've completely changed this. So let's read it. Realtors must not represent that their brokerage services to a client or customer are free or available at no cost to their clients, unless the realtor will receive no financial compensation from any source for those services. Now, I've seen this a lot of times where realtors, especially buyer's agents, will advertise their services as free. And I would go in the direction of saying, if you're marketing to the masses the fact that you're going to do a comparative market analysis on their house for free, you're not going to get any compensation for that. No other party is going to be paying you for that CMA that you're doing. So at that point, I would consider that would be, you would be able to do that. There's no violation of the standard of practice. However, if you market to buyers and state that your services are free to them, this new standard of practice states that this is now not allowed. You cannot market to buyers, so to speak, and act like your services are free, unless, of course, you are receiving absolutely no compensation whatsoever. And that is meaning compensation by the listing brokerage or the seller. So, because most of the time, especially if it's an MLS listing, you are receiving some sort of compensation from that listing brokerage. So that is costing a party something, that is costing a listing brokerage something. So your services, therefore, are not necessarily free. The buyer may not be paying them, but somebody is paying them on your behalf. So be very careful, change of vernacular for the year 2022. Let's go into the 2021 December overview through the MLS. Some great quick facts here. New listings were down 2.4%. Pending sales were down 45.1%. That is an amazing, amazing statistic there. Look from 1,116 in 2020 down to 613 in 2021. Now, I received this information from the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors marketing report that has been provided to all realtors. Not only specifically through the South Carolina Association of Realtors website, where all of this information is aggregated. Okay, so I'm not just making this up on the fly. This is sourced by the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors through the South Carolina Association of Realtors, their marketing report. Closed sales increased 10.7% from 1442 to 1596 in 2021. So closed sales are up, so we're glad to see that. Median sales price jumped from 19.8% from 240 up to 287. And again, this is just December. Days on market was down 41.3% from 46 to 27 days on market. The average sales price increased 10% from 299 up to 329. So that's great news. The percentage of list price. So this is the listing price of the property for sale in the MLS. And then it obviously increased by 1.5% from 98.8% last December 2020 up to 100.3%. So if your buyers are thinking they're going to get a sweet deal or anything under most listing prices that are out there, the statistics are not showing that. Housing affordability index down 17.2% from 99 to 82. And the inventory supply is down to 1.6 months, down 5.9%. Now, the full year in review. These are the full year statistics. Pretty amazing numbers here for 2021. New listings were up 5.2% from 19,185 up to 20,179. Pending sales are up 3.3% from 16,686 to 17,237. And closed sales were increased 10% from 16,000 to 17,667. So great numbers again. We're loving these numbers. Median sales price is up 13.5%. Days on market again down 45.3% from 53 down to 29 in the entire year. The average sales price increased 14.2% from 278,882 to 318,487. Obviously, that affects the housing affordability index. It's down 11.9%. As prices go up, the affordability index goes down, and the percentage of list price is up a full year 100.2%. Some thrifty tech tips. We have here at CDN Joiner, we use DocuSign Transaction Rooms and DocuSign e-signatures. Our director, our vice president of operations, has put together a template for DTR and DocuSign Transaction Rooms, where you can literally send an envelope out with the seller's disclosure directly to your sellers to have them digitally fill that out and check all the boxes that apply and fill out all the notes that are necessary to disclose information about their property. Some agents still don't know that we have this, so I just wanted to remind you, especially for our Berkshire Hathaway agents, if you go onto our hub, the intranet, so to speak, and you look at our hub and you go to the menu and you look under Matthew's Movies here, you'll see one-step seller's disclosure. You can send your SDS through DocuSign using our share template. If you watch this video that's right on the hub, it's about 6 minutes and 21 seconds long. It'll walk you right through exactly how to set that up. So you could send that out to your sellers, get that back in a digitized format. Remember, let me remind you, once you enter a property into the multiple listing service, that you have 24 hours to upload that seller's disclosure up to the MLS. Otherwise, you're going to get a nasty gram from MLS stating that you're in violation. You have a seller's disclosure that's due and it's not on there within 24 hours. So this is an easy, easy way to have your seller's disclosure filled out by your seller and signed by your seller or sellers. Remember to watch that video. There's some specific points to make sure that that's all set up correctly, that it works great. All right, so core. As you know, we switched over to core in November, And as of right now, our agent success plan is completed in Pleasantburg. As of yesterday when I checked, it was 16 that have completed the entire agent success plan. And in Greer, we've had 5 agents. Now, after I put this out yesterday, we had a couple more that was completed. So I appreciate you guys doing that. Now, that's very important because once January 24th hits, I'm going to be making sure that our round robin leads that are coming in for from our office websites, that those leads are automatically round robin. Right now they're coming to me and I'm dispersing them through a number of different means, but mainly who is currently on our floor duty or the agent on call, either after our 5 p.m. or our weekends. I've distributed multiple leads since we've started this in November. But again, on January 24th, if you've completed the agent success plan, I'll make sure that you got on the round robin lead status. So when those leads come in on our agent websites, those automatically get distributed and I don't even need to distribute them any longer. So if you can get that done, I would greatly appreciate it. Remember, I have access to all that. I can see who's completed it. I can see when you're logging in. So make sure you get that completed so you can get on that round robin. We want to make sure that we're giving as many leads out from the company as possible. Whoops, I went backwards. My apologies. So, sales meetings with COVID, with the flu, with all these other viruses that are out, sales meeting may be limited over the next few months as we see what's happening in our country and in our obviously local upstate. So just understand that sales meetings in person may be limited, not necessarily completely gone, but as of right now, sales meetings are going to be limited, maybe even limiting the number of people, obviously for social distancing purposes. But as you've seen with the information that I have, I'm going to continue to provide useful information to you, and we'll be sending this and posting this in certain locations, i.e. YouTube, my own personal website, so you always have access to that, and we'll be sending that out in mass email through BombBomb. And that is it for today. I want to let each and every one of you know, I did not put this in the slide deck, but if you are a floor duty working agent, as of right now, because of the sales meetings, maybe limited in person, but we're also, if you're working floor duty, you are not required over the next few weeks or to be determined to come into the office. We're just going to forward you the phone when calls come in for the agent on call, we're going to forward that to you. We've got a lot of people out sick. We have a lot of families, parents that have children in school that their child gets exposed to COVID or some sort of sickness that they have to quarantine, they have to stay home with their child. We understand that and we can appreciate that. Believe me, I'm a parent myself. I know exactly what you're going through. So it's difficult. So we want to make sure that you guys don't miss floor duty and require you to come in when you guys have all these other responsibilities. So you do not have to come to the office. We'll automatically forward you the phone and we appreciate you continually working floor duty and making sure that our clients and our customers are taken care of when they call. So again, thank you. Have a great rest of your week. God bless each and every one of you. Stay healthy, stay warm. Apparently, we are supposed to get snow this upcoming Sunday. Who knows if that's going to happen? I kind of do hope we have some snow. I'm looking forward to some white stuff coming down. But enjoy, stay safe. God bless you. Take care.